This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Woohoo! Made it to Wednesday.
It's a holiday almost.
That means it's Friday for us.
It's Friday for you. That's right.
It's our
a short
Friday.
Work week. Hey, welcome everybody to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne, and we got a great show for you today. Thanks for sticking with us and sharing your lunch hour with us. We've got Bri Taylor from Marion County Fair here. We've got Mary Louise Van Atta coming up a little later in the hour. Tell you all the fun things to do in the Mid-Willamette Valley, especially in Salem here in the month of July. And of course, Mitch Graff is going to come tell us how the volcanoes are doing. I think we saw him last week. And they were in first place, and they're coming back tomorrow. So we got volcanoes, we've got Mary Louise Van Atta and Bri Taylor. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, how are
you? We've got so many things to talk about. I am pumped. I am pumped. It's a fabulous day to live in the Mid-Willamette Valley. It's a fabulous week, actually, between World Beat Festival last weekend and Cherry Fest Northwest going on starting tonight.
Right.
Good times. And the Willamette looks so inviting.
This is a great month for Marion County.
Yes.
All through the county.
Oh, all through the county. Mary and Polk. Mm-hmm. We a lot Mary of listeners for Newsmakers in Polk County. We love those folks out there. Actually, I'm a Polk County guy.
You are from Polk County
I
now.
I am. I have to get used to that. Okay, Bri, welcome.
Hi.
Bri's
Thank
a key volunteer with Marion County Fair.
I am.
You've been involved in the fair a long time. You're mm-hmm. always going on and on about the fair.
That's why they have me on
yeah,
the fair.
Yeah, she is passionate. Bri is a realtor with Windermere Properties, right? You're just showing. We barely got her in the studio. There's so many people trying to get a house from Bri.
Showing property in Corvallis this morning.
Bri Taylor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Windermere, a realtor. So, all right. Marion County Fair.
It is.
Boy, you've been involved a long time.
I have been involved for a long time. I showed 4-H when I was younger with horses and such. And so always been involved with different fair and then became an exhibitor. So that's one thing that a lot of people don't know is that the Marion County Fair, as well as most other county fairs, have open public competitions where you can enter cakes, pies, cookies, your hobbies, your flowers, your quilts, your sewing. There's even a table decorating contest.
What?
So I think I challenged you guys last time to decorate a table. It's table setting. It's called a table setting competition.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably not my cup of tea.
Not mine either.
Sean Abbey would love that one.
Uh-huh, I know. better stick a fork in it. All right. So
spread the butter.
So very involved with the public competitions. So then I actually applied to become a key volunteer, which you're then appointed by the commissioners. It sounds really fancy. The guys are awesome. And so then you get to sit on the board. You don't get to make any decisions, but you get to be there and help out with things. And with most of your best volunteer positions, you get to do a lot of work and have a lot of fun.
You get to do a lot of work for no pay.
But
almost
a lot of
no
times
recognition.
You pay to volunteer. That's
I was
going to
ask you why. Why? You got involved and you've been involved. You put his time and energy into it. And I know that Bri has very little time because she's a busy gal, but a ton of energy. And that's a good thing. So why? You got involved. I didn't know that you had been an exhibitor. So really, you've had a long history with the fair.
Yeah. Well, I actually showed horses in Polk County, speaking of Polk County. Mm-hmm. So I had been involved with Polk County showing for many years. We won't put a date on it. And I was actually a past queen of the Polk County Fair. And that got me into rodeo and blah, blah, blah. That's another story. But just being involved in my community, that's how you and I met a couple, 10, 20 years ago. Being involved with community and the chamber and so on. And so I'm very passionate about the community as well as our county and ag and the different things that go along with that a lot of people don't know. So being involved, this is one of those things that you can't complain about it unless you're involved with it.
Way to put a number on it.
You want it to work
20
right.
years ago, Brent. You're old now.
Hey, now, how does that make me?
No, well, you're young.
Oh, yeah.
We were both teenagers at the time.
Radio looks good on me, right?
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh. All right, so the fair is next week, folks, in case you're missing out. It's July 11th through 14th. It's Marion County Fair, and it is at the State Fairgrounds, of course.
Yes.
Right. So it's placed.
We are the smartest county in the state that we do not have our own county fairgrounds. That we work with the Oregon State Fairgrounds because then we don't have to maintain a fairgrounds all year.
Right.
Long.
See, that's smart.
I'm telling you.
Very smart.
Brent and I will be there broadcasting our show for 2 hours. instead of one, both the 11th and the 12th.
What are we going to talk about?
I'll come by.
We're going to be talking to Bri a lot.
We're going to need some Bri.
I will give you updates. How about that?
Some of our listeners come by and they can tell us why they're at the fair and what we should have to eat.
Yes. Right? They should bring us some food, too.
All right. July 11th through 14th. Yes. Let's get all this data out because I want to talk about tickets and the food. I always want to talk about the food.
Oh,
I want to talk about the animals and the rodeo.
Yes.
And... I can't even read my own writing. The woods, of course, you're talking about, a coloring contest. But all right, so 11th through 14th.
11th through the 14th.
All day long.
All day long. So each day is going to have a different theme. On the 11th is Honor Day, so that's Thursday. So military and veterans, as well as seniors and youth, 5 and under, are free.
Wow.
To get in all day that day. And so that'll be Thursday. On Friday is our Awesome Day. So Awesome Day is all about the awesome 3,000 participants, the first 3,000 fairgoers.
I thought you were talking about me.
Yes. He always does.
Well, you're there that day. You're talking that day.
Right.
On Awesome Day. That's why we brought you in. And it will be the first 3,000 fairgoers with a awesome 3,000 t-shirt get in for free. Children 5 and under are also free. On Friday night, we have Restless Heart that will be playing. So I'm pretty excited about that. Not everybody maybe is likes country music or has a history, but that is a fantastic thing for us on Friday night. Saturday is our Ag Day. Lots of different things that are going to revolve around ag, and we have the rodeo that night, which is in the main horse show arena. And
that's Saturday.
That's on Saturday
night.
So
the rodeo is on Saturday.
The rodeo is on Saturday. Right. Now, the woods that you speak of.
Break. Rodeo.
Yeah.
We don't want to get a short shift. What happens at the rodeo? Do you know how many people are listening right now that have never been to a rodeo?
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
There's no such thing. That's true.
So the rodeo is free. I've been to exactly one. But I know that they have different events, right? And different rodeos have different events. And they don't have, not every rodeo has every event.
So what
are they going to see if they come Saturday, what's that, the 13th?
So for people who haven't been to a rodeo, you're going to see a bunch of wrecks and guys get in wrecks and come off of bulls and horses and stuff. A lot of people would rather see you hang and drag and please the crowd than actually make a great ride.
Oh,
it's funny.
So accidents and maiming
of
people.
Yes, we will have bull riding and saddle bronc riding and bareback riding. The company that comes in and puts this on, they are fantastic, absolute professionals. Now, the rodeo is free with your fair admission.
Nice.
So it's not reserved seating, so you're going to need to get there and get your seats. I know people. I can get you in.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. What about the people that ride the horses and show them, like a dressage kind of thing or talent? So does that go on a particular day? Is that part of the rodeo?
That's not part of the rodeo. So there are our 4-H and FFA kids are also there doing their showing, and this is where they will qualify for state fair. And I want to give a huge shout out just really quick. I'm going to plug the Marion County Fair Foundation. Actually pays all of the premiums to these kids for their 4-H ribbons as well as their FFA, and they get paid on their premiums, the ribbons that they win. And Marion County Fair Foundation also pays the junior, the youth who enter the public competitions for their ribbons that they wear, that they win there as well.
All right. And that's one of my favorite parts. I went there one time and I saw a friend of my son's, and it was very impressive. And the beasts that they ride are magnificent.
Right.
Yes. Right. Yeah. They're just magnificent creatures. And then the rodeo, again, another friend of my son's, and they get dragged onto these things and new life experiences.
Yes.
And it's really fun.
After the rodeo in the woods. So this is the natural resource area there at the state fairgrounds. We're going into the woods.
We're going to go into the break.
I
have another question for
you,
too.
Before we go deep into the woods and the words Crown Royal get uttered, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back talking to Bri Taylor.
She's a
realtor with Windermere Properties and a key volunteer at Marion County Fair. Coming up next week, this is Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Warren on 1430. KYKN.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Green Acres Landscape.
Welcome back to Newsmakers, my friends. It is the day before the 4th of July, and I hope you all have the day off and you can take an opportunity to celebrate our nation. After watching so many politicos complain about how bad the United States was and the terrible things. I don't know why people look back in history and just focus on things that they think should have been done differently.
Right.
And not that we're the greatest nation on earth. Or we
Sure, we've made our mistakes, but look at us now.
I'm going to be celebrating America tomorrow.
I am too.
I'm going to watch the fireworks.
I celebrate every day.
I might have every day.
Every day.
Every day.
I put American flag bow ties on my Camaro.
Oh,
so
that's
I fly the flag every day.
There you go. All right. So, Bri Taylor.
Hi.
Marion County Fair next week, and next week, actually,
next
on
week.
The 11th. 11th.
It is.
12th, 13th, 14th.
Yes.
How do they get tickets? Let's start with that.
Right now, we have pre-sale tickets available, mcfair.net, as in MC, Marion County, marioncountyfair.net. We have pre-sale tickets going right now. I believe they are at a discount. I could get online really quick and see.
That's okay.
And
can they get but they can always walk up and get a ticket.
You can always walk up and get a ticket.
When are the gates open?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock every day? Thursday,
yes.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
They should.
All day.
Should be every day.
What we heard in the last segment is there's something different every day. That you have the awesome day, and you have the rodeo day, and you have the ag day, rather, on Saturday.
We have
and so
honor
forth.
Day. We
so
have
you can bring
awesome
your kids
day,
every day and do something
ag
different.
Ag day, family day. Well, it's one of those things. When you're going to put on an event that lasts more than one day, you want to give somebody a reason to come back and see things. So we have so many different things each day that you can come back every day and see something different and eat something different.
So the people have not been to
I got
my buzzwords, aren't you? So you know what, I don't know what, when I think Marion County Fair, I don't know why, but there's one thing that pops in my head, and that's the ice cream.
Oh,
and that's like
Dairy Women ice cream.
Yeah. Can't go wrong.
I have to have ice cream. I'm just going to say,
and it's inexpensive,
right?
And it's some of the best. And we talked about Marion County Fair Foundation paying the premiums to these kids, right, for their ribbons. Where do you think they take that money? Ride over to the Marion County Dairy Women's booth.
All right, for people who have not been to a county fair, some people hit the big one, of course,
sure,
the state fair. I really like Marion County Fair and Polk County Fair for their size, because you can walk through it and see everything. It's not overwhelming, and it's not extraordinarily expensive like the state fair can be, right? But you have all these elements. You have rides there, the kids, right?
We have rides. We have a carnival. It's not huge. It's not as big as state fair. But we don't need it to be as big as state fair.
Yeah, you probably also don't want to drop $50 an hour. I remember coming there when my kids were smaller, so this was a while
50
back.
$50 an hour?
And I counted because they were on the Midway, and it was the state fair. And it was cheaper then than now.
Right.
I was dropping, and we stayed there for 2 hours or whatever, and I think I dropped like $80 on rides. I'm like, honey, we're walking around in the hot sun, and this is costing us $40 an hour.
Now you can buy your wristbands. You can buy like an all-day ride wristband.
There you go. That's the way to go.
All right. So one of my favorite things, and we're going to get to the woods. Hold on a second. animals. So I like going in and finding out that there's like 40 different kinds of bunnies I had no idea existed.
No idea. And chickens.
Right? Yeah. Oh, and chickens. How many different kinds of chickens are
goats,
there? It's like there's eggs and
sheep,
there's beaks and... Yeah, all of the
what?
But the bunnies, it's just like it's
cows
crazy
too.
Guinea pigs, and the big farm animals and everything. So it's fun just to walk through there.
There's a lot of animals to see,
especially for you city folk. You get out there, folks, and see how these things are done. Come on,
and that's one of the another great thing. Rides would be extra when you come in, just like your food when you come into the fair. But the rodeo and the concerts are all free with your paid fare admission.
Tell us about that concert again.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Friday night is Restless Heart.
Restless Heart.
Saturday night, I'm going to give this guy a plug because he's a local guy and he's amazing. Gabriel Cox is going to be playing in the woods at 7 o'clock on Saturday night.
What's the woods?
So the woods is the natural resource area there at the Oregon State Fairgrounds. For those of you old timers who remember, there's the poultry building. There's the natural resource area with all the trees kind of next to the Horseshow Stadium where the sturgeon used to be. So we call that the woods. Crown Royal is sponsoring the woods this year. They're going to be there giving away a bunch of prizes, some swag, that kind of stuff. And you can, that's a hard alcohol area. So 21 and over, of course.
Does that make me a bad person that suddenly it's more attractive to
no,
me?
No, Crown Royal makes you a bad person. Okay. When you drink, that's what.
That's not true.
It's the whiskey.
It makes me quite charming.
It's not the, We'll find out Saturday.
All right, the woods. There's a concert out, so Gabe, outdoors.
Right,
the concert.
Yes. Yeah. So Gabe Cox is playing there. He is an amazing local talent. And then at 8:30 that night, so you'll have time to go to the rodeo, stop and see Gabe, have a drink, come over to the main stage, and Jared Neiman is playing Saturday night.
Wow, that's quite a day.
It's a great day at Marion County Fair.
Look at her eyes.
It is a great day at Marion County Fair.
In those 4 days, how many hours will you spend on the grounds?
I'm usually there about 12 hours a day.
Wow. Yeah.
I also help out with the public competitions area. So that is another way that you can get your entry into the Marion County Fair, is if you go to the Marion County Fair website, on the front page, you will see coloring contests, or it might be on the contest tab. And there's different age divisions, and you can download your coloring sheet. You enter it through the contest link right there. You bring it in. We have entry will be Tuesday night of next week. You bring it to these Oregon State Fairgrounds in Columbia Hall, and we make sure that you're registered and enter, and you get a free ticket for entering your coloring contest in the fair.
Can I enter my
you
coloring?
Can. Absolutely. Kids of all ages.
All right. I can bring out my colored pencils, my crayons, and do that. All right. So, Dave.
Yes.
If you're going to enter one of these contests, what's going to be your skill or product that you produce that you want to enter compete?
Is it the barbecue?
Is it the pie? Ooh. Not table setting. We established that.
I was thinking about the table setting, but no.
Come on.
So I think I could make a killer pie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So our wonderful city manager, John Latimer, who just retired, is our judge for
County administrator.
County administrator. There mm-hmm. we go. County administrator. John Latimer is our
That's what you
judge.
Do in retirement, huh, John?
Yes.
You get to go eat pie.
And that's a tough gig.
it's a tough gig. he said he's not giving up that part of it.
That's very funny.
That's smart of him. Right. That's one of the benefits.
All right. So what does it cost to get into the Marion County Fair?
It is adults 12 and over is $9. Seniors 62 and older, other than Honor Day, where they get in free on Thursday, are $5. Youth 11 and under are free. I'm looking at Family Day that
That's
day.
That's really affordable.
Yes. Five and under are free. It really is. Parking is free.
What?
Parking is free. Absolutely. You don't get charged for that. Enter on 17th Street. So when you come into the front of the mm-hmm. fairgrounds, they're on 17th Street to be able to get in, and that kind of funnels you right through. We don't take up the entire fairgrounds. We don't. Want to really.
Don't need to.
Don't right. need to. Right.
So you said Honor Day. So people 62 and over are free that day on Friday?
On Thursday.
Thursday.
The 11th is Honor Day. Military and veterans, seniors 62 and older, and youth 5 and under are free.
You don't need
I don't
any
get
of those.
No.
Brent.
Damn it. All right. Hey, we're talking a couple other things real quick. Coloring contest.
Yeah.
You can get a free ticket.
Yeah.
Maybe a discounted ticket if you go on to MC Online.
MarionCountyFair.net.
Or HalfPriceOregon.com right now.
I know. Oh. I heard that on the radio, Half Price Ooh. Oregon. Yeah. Right now.
Right now.
Even better.
And you had the rodeo, of course, the rides, the animals, the food, the public contests, and there are, rides. Escape room. That's new.
We have an escape room this year. Now, that one will be a little bit of an extra fee. Let's do it together. The three of us do it together.
We'll be trapped in there
Sorry.
For an hour.
No. I don't
never get out.
I don't do those things. I don't like those things.
This is going to be fun.
I don't know why people like to do that.
We've got Bri Taylor in the studio with us here on Newsmakers. We're going to be live from the Marion County Fair next week. Dave and I.
Yes,
so for
we
a couple
will be.
Hours on Thursday and Friday. So come on out and maybe you'll get on the air.
Yeah.
We'll let a kid maybe join us and be on the radio and let us know what he loves about the fair. Maybe you can interview some of those people that raise all those multitudes of different kinds of bunnies.
I'll get
you know we will be
Why
talking to
Why did God
him?
Create so many okay. bunny right? rabbits? There's so many bunny rabbits, right? All right, Bri Taylor, I appreciate you being
Thank
here.
You.
I appreciate the volunteer
Thank
hours
you.
That you put into this
Very
thing.
Very welcome.
It's so much fun to see a volunteer have so much fun and passion
right.
for something. Because she starts talking about the fair, the fair's in July, right?
Right.
She starts talking about it like in August. So
the previous year.
Give me 1 month and recover and I'm all over it.
That's going to be great. Thanks for coming to the studio. We're going to have Mary Louise Van Attic coming up to talk about a bunch of other things happening in Marion Polk County. But we'll be doing the fair next week. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you. See
Thank
you,
you. That's Bri Taylor with Windermere Realtor. You're listening to Newsmakers with Brent and Dave on 1430 KYKN.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Color Tile of Salem and, of course, their friends at Sylvan Learning Center.
You do that so well.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Welcome back, folks. We're only talking about fun stuff here. And right now, I'm hoping I'm inspiring a lot of you to say, I'm going to need some more PTO. Right?
PTO?
PTO, paid time off.
Oh,
we're gonna
that
have,
thing you don't
there's
get.
Too many fun.
That's an acronym. Thing I don't get. What is that? PTO?
Yeah, here
I've never heard of that.
Here at KYKN, it never ends how many things that Dave Bourne is can do. Can,
well,
he can go.
The radio's on 24/7.
He can do remote. He can do producing. He can do all this stuff, and he can be on there. All right. Hey, Mary Louisa Vanetta is here. Vanetta Public Relations, citizen extraordinaire.
Absolutely. Hi,
yeah,
Mary.
Distinguished Hi. Citizen. First, I want to start out by saying, before I forget, your son got appointed to a board and commission this last month from the Salem City Council.
I saw that.
That is so cool. I think it was the tourism, cultural
and
tourism.
What do you mean you saw that? Didn't he call you and tell you?
The top board.
Yeah, the top board.
Uh-huh.
So that is great. So that's a second generation, no, third generation of more of people. Hey, let's get involved. So it's nice to, hey, congratulations, setting a good example. And your son is already plugging in and making his voice heard in the community. So we preach it here at Newsmakers and getting involved and have some say, especially if you're rational and intelligent and passionate for the community. Now, if you're a crazy person, then don't bother.
Right.
Yeah, if you're, anyway. So that's fair. You must be a proud mama.
Always.
All right. So, hey, what is going on in Marion Polk County? What's going on that we're going to do in July?
Oh, my goodness. There is so much going on in July. I had to just shut down the list because there were so many. And some of it's coming up immediately, like right tonight and going on to the 4th.
Oh, yeah. Tonight there's a concert, though.
There is. Park. Yeah. We have Cherry Fest Northwest coming up this weekend. And tonight they have the King of Country Life concert at 6 p.m.
And then, that's going to be exciting. I was noticing of all the things because we did talk about them a little bit, but they have a run, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's good because you can go and sign up for the 5K or 10K, whatever it is, so that you can run off all the food and beverage you're going to do at Cherry Fest.
And by we, you mean not including me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that was...
you can walk it.
I could go to the Cornhole Classic, though, which will be also at Cherry Fest Northwest.
I can't believe what a big deal Cornhole is.
I know.
It's just one of those things you do in an outdoor bar, whatever. Now is like national tournaments. So
yeah.
People take this seriously.
I'm assuming it's going to be in the Olympics soon. So if you remember the Bite and Brew of Salem, that is now Cherry Fest Northwest.
Okay.
And it's at Riverfront Park. And that will be tonight with the big country concert. And then it's free on the 4th, Friday and Saturday, $5. And on Sunday, it's also free. And it is going to be, there's still food, drinks, rides, music, and cornhole, of course.
All right.
Of course. And fireworks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. There's no excuse for not getting out of the Cherry Fest
Northwest.
The
price is right, and the weather's going to be lovely, and how much fun can that be?
Tonight, folks, it's supposed to be beautiful, and you have a country concert.
Mm-hmm.
$25, I think, for the concert itself.
Yeah, the tickets, you can find those online at cherryfestnorthwest.com, and I know Dave will put all this information up on the site.
Yes, it's cherryfestnw.com.
Yes, NW.
Don't spell it all out. You'll never get there.
Or you could use this magical tool I just discovered called Google. Where it's
you
almost,
just discovered
I
that?
Just did, and you can also look up almost anything.
Way. Except the problem with Google is it'll reply like, did you want to buy a Cherry Fest?
Yeah.
Bid now at eBay for buy your own Cherry Fest.
Did you mean this? We got one on sale for you.
I'm ready to abandon my uncle to Google and go for another. I'm going Binging or something because
I was going to say Bing Cherries, but that just is, I'm sorry.
That's bad.
Awful.
That's bad. Right. We're big on puns here. What else are we going to put on our calendar for July?
Well, something that I would really recommend everyone do is go visit the Oregon State Capitol this summer. I bet there's a lot of people who have not been to been up and visited the Gold Man, and they have free daily tower tours, 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2 p.m., weather permitting. If your children are under 18, they need to have a parent or guardian, but they're free, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to see your entire city. And if you haven't been out to the Capitol for a while, this is the time to do it. It's a great activity if you've got kids home for the summer away from school, or if you have a lunch break and you just want to see the beautiful Walk of Flags. And just the beautiful portraits that are in our
state capital. It is beautiful. I've been there once back in school.
It was a while ago.
Gosh, yes.
Yeah, but I was in the upper thing when they were doing the legislature. It was kind of really cool.
The gallery.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the gallery. I hung out in the gallery.
Yes, you need to go again and do the tour, get up to the Gold Man, and look over your beautiful city.
Especially now that you don't have to watch the politics being made.
Yes, right? That's like watching sausage being made, really.
That is cool. I was just thinking about this very day, about how many people in the area have never been in the Capitol building.
Yeah, you drive by it every day. You're like, what are they doing there?
Especially the people who have never visited their state rep in the building.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Well, it's just you drive by it and you don't realize how stunning it is inside. It's gorgeous. It's free to go in. There's plenty of parking around the Capitol. And there's a beautiful walk of flags that the Capitol Foundation put together of every state. Hmm. And you can go find out where, the state where your family came from or where you used to live, and it's just absolutely lovely. I would highly recommend one time this summer you visit our state capital.
All right, put it on my bucket list.
Please do. You don't even have to wait that long.
And call your state rep and see where they have office hours if they do, and try to line it up.
Yeah, just stop by. Stop by. They love to see you. So if another thing that if you have not been to a Civil War reenactment, we do have that in our area, and so on the 4th, it is. Quite emotional, actually, when I went. It's quite emotional to see. They do an excellent job. They have groups that practice this all year long. And on the 4th, they have it starting at 9 o'clock and then also on Sunday. And it runs till 5 o'clock. It's at Powerland Heritage Park on Brook Lake Road. Mm. You can find that at nwcwc.net. And you can just see the battles. You can see, you can tour the camps. They have reenactments, the infantry, cavalry, and the artillery, and you know they practice with the shots, and it is very emotional when you really think that these are our, our citizens and our history. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little loud for maybe really young children, but if you're a history buff, it's an amazing experience.
I've been forever changed since we visited Gettysburg last year. Yeah. I haven't been to a reenactment, but just making it real and seeing these are just rolling pasture land where American boys died on both sides.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that was the website, if you want to check it out. NWCWC.net, Powerland Heritage Park, which is an attraction in itself.
It is.
Yeah.
I think once that's a great experience. And I really was emotionally changed from that, thinking of Americans fighting together like that.
Yeah.
Celebrating our freedom. That's what it's about.
Yep. So an event, if you like going to dinners and wine pairings and those kinds of activities, I would really recommend the Marion Polk Food Share Farm to Table event. Now that's a little pricey. It's on July 13th at Willamette Heritage Center, but it is a delicious, delicious meal. And they just do literally farm to table and pair it with wine. And they talk about the work at Marion Polk Food Share. I've been to it. It's a really wonderful event.
Wow.
That's not that pricey.
You can find it $95 a person for the full dinner, but it is well worth it. And the money goes, of course, to the food share.
That's worth it right there.
Yeah, and you get to hear about the work they do, and food security is an issue still everywhere in our community. Hmm. And Marion Polk Food Share does a marvelous job taking care of folks.
Okay.
You know, of course, about the art fair.
Oh, yeah.
I would say most people go every year. Yep, it's July 19th through 21. It's the 70th annual.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Art fair.
We used to go once a year and go home with something for our home, a piece of art. And they were either, photographs from a photographer that had beautiful work done, or sculpture or pottery or something.
Did you get something? You should go this year and get something for your new home.
I should do that.
Yeah.
So, of course, that's at Bush Pasture Park. Mm-hmm. 16 and younger are free. There's free with your Oregon Trail card, but it's like $5. So $5 goes to that amazing work done by the Salem Art Association, and there are some great performing arts going on, as well as just opportunities to buy delicious food and beautiful, beautiful weather I'm expecting.
Do the Children's Educational Theater still perform?
I believe
there?
They do. Oh, yeah.
That's cool. And great food booths.
Mm-hmm.
Do I mention food again?
Oh yeah, you did.
I'm getting obsessed.
Making me hungry again.
Yeah. I just love to see the incredible talent of the artists. Mm-hmm. It's beyond you know, what we can imagine. And it's a draw from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
So don't miss
it. That's a big one.
And I know that we're running short on time, but I want to run a couple more things by you. Of course, Family Building Blocks, a group that we all love, is doing a benefit concert on July 31st. So it's right at the end of the month. That's Kane Brown. And Kane Brown is an award-winning country music sensation, and he has his own album. He was number one on the Billboard Top Charts for 5 weeks, and his benefit concert will support Family Building Blocks.
Wow.
So you can find that at on Facebook. They're doing that, or on Family Building Blocks' website.
Wow. Be, that is cool.
I know. They're really branching out.
Kane Brown.
Making things fun for everyone. And the last event I'll mention is the annual garden party for Garten Services. And if you're not familiar with Garten Services, they're the group that does recycling and shredding and has an employment youth program for folks with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And their party on right at the beginning of August, August 3rd, is at Pringle Creek Community Center. And it is a fabulous event. So I would definitely recommend it. They have barbecue, brews, and an auction.
Nice.
So getting online and signing up for all these things will prevent me from just doing chores every night of the week.
Yes.
Right?
And
yes.
You're doing
I
your community.
I just put it on the calendar.
You're doing
I
your community.
I need to go, you know, eat and drink on behalf of
and
my community.
And be Mary.
On behalf of
and I say be myself.
Yeah.
Drink and be me. That's my thing.
Be Mary.
So my last second. Hey, let me throw in one more tiny thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of tiny, I've just been asked to help promote Tiny Fest Northwest.
What is
tiny
that?
Fest.
Tiny Fest houses? Northwest is tiny houses.
What?
And that's going to be at the Polk County Fairgrounds August 17th and 18th. So watch for more information on that. But that's learning to learning tiny living, learning how to convert your bus into a tiny house.
I know somebody's doing it right now.
Right. And so it's going to be super fun. So be watching for more of that.
So
Tiny Fest Northwest.
Camping.
No, tiny home living.
Minimalist living.
Yeah,
environmentally responsible
wow.
tiny home living. So I'll have more to tell you next month about
that. That's how I camp anyway.
In the studio with us is Mary Louise Vanatta, Vanatta Public Relations. And she is Woman About Town. She writes for the Salem Reporter, right? Mm-hmm. And is a Distinguished Service Award winner from the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce. And she is a woman around town.
And we have her here.
If you have an event and you want it covered, give Mary Louise a call.
Absolutely.
Is there a way
on Facebook? Yes, I have a Facebook page called Out and About with Mary Louise Vanatta.
Really?
And you can send me
Out
a notice.
About? How come I'm just hearing about this now?
Well, I don't. I try to block people that, you know,
troublemakers.
That bother me. Yeah.
Okay, Oregon State Capitol Summer Tours is a great idea, especially, you know, like you said, with kids. It's a great idea. Go connect with your government. I kind of laughed at how old the, I didn't want to make fun of how old the mayor is when he said when he was there, they didn't have the wings on the building.
What?
Like, oh, it's. Wow.
I can't remember that.
Right? Because you're not that old, right? Civil War reenactment, that's tomorrow. Cherry Fest Northwest, all this weekend. We didn't even mention St. Paul Rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
That's also going on this weekend.
This weekend, yeah.
And Independence Days. It's going on.
Right.
All the streets in downtown Independence are closed.
Yeah, Parkaways and Plan on Walk-In. Great crowd, food, drink, festivals, music. Fireworks tonight, fireworks Saturday night. Both. One celebrating 4th of July, one celebrating
so
Independence.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, thank you. Tomorrow night and Saturday night, 4th
yeah.
of July,
wow.
and Independence and Heritage Day or something like that. So garden party. There was something else in there for the did you say Boys mm-hmm. and Girls Club? The
yeah.
garden party was Garden Services mm-hmm.
and
then and Mayor
the
County
Kane Brown.
Food Share.
Mm-hmm. And the Kane Brown concert.
Goodness gracious.
Jeez.
All right, so this is going to be posted on our website, right, Dave?
Yes, it'll be on the podcast for our newsmakers for today.
Podcast and we all be listed.
Yes.
Wow. Mary, thanks for keeping track of everything social to do in the area.
I love it.
That's a big job.
Like it. Can I come back next month?
What I like. Oh, yeah, you should do that.
Yeah,
especially since there's an event coming up right at the beginning of the month and we have a tiny.
Yeah,
Fest?
Tiny Fest Northwest, and of course, the State Fair.
That is
so plan on it August 2nd.
Sounds good.
All
thank
right,
you,
folks.
Gentlemen.
Hey, we're going to go from Mary Louise to talking about see how our own Salem-Keizer volcanoes are doing in this first month of the season. First couple of weeks, honestly. So we'll have Mitch Graff, hopefully. So stick with us. This is Brent DeHart. I'm with Dave Bourne, and you're listening to 1430 KYKN, Salem's Listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by our friends at Hamblin's Nursery.
Newsmaker folks, this show is all about fun things. This show today, just before the holiday, and I hope you're all
preparing.
Friday. You're wrapping up your desk, you're cleaning off your rig, whatever it is, you're getting dressed to take the rest of the day off.
Sick. And bringing energy into the studio, if I might say so.
Hey, Mitch, good to see you.
Hey, guys.
Thanks
happy,
for being
Wednesday.
How the Volcano's doing. They're coming back in town tomorrow.
We are coming back to town. We're only one game out of first place, second best record in the entire Northwest League, which is awesome. And after tonight, hopefully we're tied for first again.
And who
it's
we got?
A great start for us.
Who do we
incredible.
Got tomorrow?
Incredible.
Canadians.
Vancouver Canadians,
okay.
Yes, coming
I
to town.
Stumped him. He's like, I don't know. I just make sure everything is operating.
That's right. It doesn't matter who we're playing.
Once
we're,
the national anthem is sung, he's like, okay,
well,
the ball is
rolling. Tomorrow's
special
because Jerry Howard, who works on this 395 days a year, has put meticulous detail and attention to every moment of tomorrow's agenda. And I think he has 1,300 military people that are part of the processional tomorrow. Absolutely incredible. And we'll pack the stands. We'll have between 5,500 and 6,000 people in the stadium.
Wow.
And that's going to put pressure on all of our systems to get the people in the parking lot, into the lines, seated, fed, watered, and have a great time watching not only the patriotic part of it, but also the baseball game. You know, it's going to be a wonderful day. 82 degrees tomorrow. It's going to be incredible. And then Friday night we have fireworks as well as tomorrow night. And Saturday we have Don Larsen, one of the six pitchers to ever throw a perfect game in a World Series, 1956.
Wow.
He's there signing autographs starting at 5:30. So it's a pretty big weekend. It's a the trio of fun things to do here if you're going to be in town.
You know, I got to confess, being the baseball fan that I am, that I literally had chills just go down, starting my neck, down my shoulders and everything, Don Larsen being there after with his,
are you coming?
With his place in history, even though he is a Dodger.
And what's wrong
even
with that? Again,
many,
we talk about this
things.
On a regular basis. What's wrong with that?
Many things.
Northwest League.
Right.
But yeah, Don Larsen, the fact that you come and meet the gentleman in 1956. Holy cow.
It's been a couple of years since that's happened. But he's going to be in our midst. He'll be there at 5:30 and we'll be upstairs. We have some tickets available for the owner Skybox suite upstairs. For $40, you can go and hang out with Mr. Larsen himself and kind of rub elbows and just chat about whatever you want to chat about. So,
wow.
Yeah, we have maybe a handful of tickets of those left. And we have plenty of GA. We do have some reserve seats available as well.
GA.
Lower box are sold out. Sorry, guys, you waited too long, but we have plenty of other seats available.
You're talking general admission.
General admission.
Yeah, yeah,
and reserve
seating.
Acronyms here.
And reserve seating.
On the radio.
All right. Somebody's going to call right now. What number did they call to buy those tickets and sit with Don Larsen?
503-390-2225 and just ask for the owner Skybox Suites.
Who's your guest today?
This is Lisa Walker. This is one of the owners right here. She's got something very special to talk about. Cancer Awareness Week is next week. And so you guys aren't doing a show Friday. We want to get a little bit of a head start. She's got some great things to talk about, and she's going to talk to you the rest of the 8 minutes.
All right, Lisa, thanks for coming here. This is a special weekend, I know, to the Walkers and so many other people in the community. We're a family that's been affected by cancer. Actually, my son has run the bases.
Yep.
As a cancer survivor when he was smaller.
Yes.
Although I suppose he still could. You'd let him, right?
Anything for you.
And you're a cancer survivor.
Wow.
I am. You know, September, it'll be 19 years.
Wow.
Yeah, what a blessing.
Yes.
So it's an exciting time. Cancer Awareness actually started out as CAN, Cancer Awareness Night. Now it's CA, not as pretty, Cancer Awareness Weekend. And thank you to Dr. Bud Pearson, his wife, of course, and, you know, Oregon Oncology Specialist. And then we also have Salem Health Radiation Oncology. They step in and provide $5 vouchers to each one of our survivors the three nights. So it's really special. It's really come together. And this year, we're really focusing more on where we've come, how far we've come in cancer. And, you know, Bud has always said, and he will be speaking on Saturday night, he's always said that in his lifetime, he knows that we will see cancer become more of a chronic annoyance than, you know, a terminal condition. So it depends on, you know, healthy choices, of course. You know, a person has to participate in their own health. And
sure.
The Saturday night is very special because we have all of our survivors come down on the field, and Bud comes down and speaks, and they meet the players. And it's a beautiful night. And we're featuring some very unique stories and young people, as well as obviously, as we all know here, cancer is very non-discriminatory. The person who is afflicted with cancer is not the only victim. You know, their families generally go on that journey with them. And
I've been so blessed to have a very strong family and so much support. And thoroughly, this is like a, it's like a ministry to be able to bring these people out and honor surviving, which is what we've tried to do, is just honor that, you know, the ability to wake up and say, okay, I got another day. And that's what's important.
We really look forward to the day, and I hope that Bud is right, that chemotherapy seems barbaric.
Right.
It just seems, I can't believe we used to poison those people for so long. And that we make great strides.
There's a lot more tools in the arsenal now that that we're discovering, and every day there's something new that is very important, that, you know, we open our eyes to what the human body can do for itself. And I, you know, Jerry and I have always been interested in, okay, so what can I do a little bit more of to make sure that, you know, we can see more of those grandbabies that seem to be coming right and left. So
we had one in the studio last week.
Yes. She is a rock star. Yeah. She is going to, she's something.
Oh, that's really great. So, is what she's going to do. Yeah.
We're talking about next weekend. So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. So just 12th through the 14th?
And yes, it's the 11th through the 13th.
Okay.
And Steve Garvey, who is also a cancer survivor, is going to be there Saturday night. So
what's
he's
with
our,
the Dodgers?
Yeah, Lisa. I know. Well, you know, I'm trying to do the best I can. And, you know, you get this came about really quite by accident, that Jerry had a conversation with him, and he commented that he was a cancer survivor. And Jerry said, this is a no-brainer. We got to have this guy. We'll just leave his uniform at the gate.
Oh, awesome. That is really great. All right. So we're talking with Lisa Walker about Salem Kaiser Volcanoes and their Cancer Awareness Weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's next weekend. So this weekend, you're coming out at the ball game. Mitch was saying you have, like, expecting 5,000 or 6,000 people. Jerry Howard has 1,300 service people or veterans coming to be honored and walking. And
wow,
what a fun 4th of July out there. You can just stay. You come early, you stay for the game, you eat, and you watch the fireworks.
And if you're smart, you'll come back Friday night again, because we're also having fireworks that night, and we're honoring Oregon Paralyzed Veterans and serving our veterans at home.
Hey, talking about connecting into the community, folks, and talking about making a tie to so many people is so important in the community. So you got paralyzed veterans, you got your service members, and you got cancer survivors and their families.
Yes.
And you're absolutely right. It definitely breaks up families, the trauma that people go through.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's incredible. So cancer survivors get to go on the field and meet the players.
Yep, on Saturday night.
On Saturday
the
night.
The 13th. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really fun.
It's amazing what Bud Pierce has been
and
able
Bud
to do.
Bud Pierce, and thanks to him and his partners, right, providing those tickets. And if you want to call, tell us his clinic name again.
Oregon Oncology Specialists.
Call their office. I bet they still have some free tickets.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't, find me.
Call
Lisa. She'll hook you up.
That is so great. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you at the ball game. The ball game is great, and the food I hear is great, and the fireworks are always fun. I think I'm just going to spend the night. So you guys serving breakfast on Friday morning?
We should.
Yeah. We just just stay for the weekend and avoid the crowds. Or I guess you could walk over, and I could do my chore shopping at Lowe's there at Kaiser Station.
You could, yes. Right? Grab it's a right down the street.
For the next game. So many great things happening in Salem Kaiser Volcanoes this year. Yes. And it's such a great energy.
Thanks for coming in, you guys.
New food.
Thank you.
Good
to
see you. New sound. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being a Newsmakers. It's it for us the week. We'll see you next week, right?
Next on Monday.
This is Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne, and we'll be talking to you on Monday.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.